Jim McFarland Joliet discuss about what you should do for your social welfare. Jim McFarland Joliet describes the bottom line is that at least a modest restoration of benefits, including entitlement for applicants after 1996, seems destined for strong support in Congress and the Bush administration. If Congress finds a way to fund a modest expansion of the benefits for non-citizens, it has a good chance of becoming a law. In recent months, the President and the members of both houses and the Senate have made several proposals to extend benefits to several groups of non-citizens, including children, elderly and the disabled. The Senate Farm Bill contains several provisions to expand Social Security benefits for children, working non-citizens, and the disabled, which would cost $11 billion over 10 years. It is useful to remember that the original far-reaching changes to social policy for non-citizens were adopted as part of the sweeping New Deal social reform legislation of 1935. In 1996, the Personal Responsibility and Work Compatibility Act changed the structure of social benefits by adding new criteria allowing states to receive social benefits. The reform, President Clinton said, would end the welfare system as we know it, with 63% of the amount the federal government pays out to states by population. Jim McFarland Joliet says the recovery of certain social benefits and support programs allows the ministry to recover the value of certain sickness-related social benefits and compensation allowances granted to persons as a result of claims for personal injury. If you are on a low income and need help with basic living costs, you can claim government benefits to cover food, housing, medical and other costs, Jim McFarland Joliet says. In the United States, the term welfare is used, depending on the context, to refer to means-tested cash benefits such as aid to families with dependent children, AFDC, and its successor temporary assistance for needy families, also known as block grants, or tested programs that help individuals and families meet basic needs, such as Medicaid health care, Supplemental Security Income, SSI, benefits and the Food and Nutrition Program, SNAP. The term also includes Social Security programs such as unemployment insurance, Social Security, and Medicare. The federal government has launched major aid programs and is giving money to the states. Medicaid provides free or low-cost health care to adults, children, pregnant women, seniors, and people with disabilities. Jim McFarland Joliet has access to employment services, provides employment and support services for people with disabilities, injuries, and diseases. Activation of the Family Support Program, AFSP, is a federally funded proposal to cover the costs of training, support, and training for welfare recipients. Jim McFarland Joliet says you can verify your eligibility by calling or visiting your local labor and family office. You can also contact your district office to ask for help in finding an authority to provide emergency food assistance. If you are applying for food assistance through benefit.soi.gov, fill out the form to apply for cash, food, and medical assistance and submit it to the county board. Searching for a local entry-o center or facility can help you find out whether it is a social assistance facility or an office in the county. A personal public services, PPS, number is an entity with a unique reference number that facilitates your access to social services and information about public services. Recipients will receive the difference between their regular monthly benefit and the maximum amount if their household size is 95% or more. Weekly payments to pregnant and nursing women working at night or on duty in hazardous environments. Jim McFarland Joliet says immigrants and their dependents in California are seeking and accepting medical care, food assistance, and social housing amid fears and confusion about the impact of public fees due to changes in federal policy. A joint statement from California Health and Human Resources officials in response to the changes in federal fees. Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, PUA, is an online application for people who are incapacitated as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and are not entitled to regular unemployment insurance. Participation in CAFRESH public housing or Medi-Cal long-term care is not considered part of a public fee setting. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has said it will reapply the policy, which was put in place before the final regulation of public fees in 2019. medical tests, treatments, and preventive services for COVID-19, including vaccines, are not considered for public purposes. The Virginia Department of Social Services, in collaboration with the Virginia State Department of Health, is committed to combating this pandemic. Most people think of social workers when they think about poverty relief and child care. Social workers help to alleviate people's suffering, fight for social justice, and improve the lives of communities. They work for change, improve social conditions, and strengthen the social safety net. Jim McFarland Joliet says there are thousands of ways social workers can help people of all ages and backgrounds across the country. Social workers can be directors of nonprofit organizations, community organizers, or even professors. They help clients not only deal with how they feel about the situation, but also with who they are in the situation.